This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay.
Well, deck the halls, because over the weekend.
I've been decking them halls the weekend. Haven't I? Camilla, haven't we been decking?
I don't want to hear about your decking the halls.
But over the weekend,
we learned a lot about you, Charles, and about the Queen. But let's start with Her Majesty, much more important.
Of course I am.
Of course you are.
I've been booted out of Barbados, I understand.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
The Chinese have come in and bought Barbados.
As a matter of fact, they announced this morning that Barbados has removed the Queen as head of state, a break with nearly four centuries of history.
How dare you?
It will declare itself a republic.
Already we've given Hong Kong back to the Chinese.
And by the way, Charles, you were cheering it on when you saw this going on.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm an idiot.
Oh, my God. We have nothing in the Caribbean now.
No.
What are we going to do?
You're out. All right, look, let's start with what we found out about the Queen, who apparently has her own cell phone, but will only pick it up for two people within the firm.
Oh, yes.
They're not who you think they are, though.
No, it's Charles.
No, it's not Charles.
I know. I'm just joking.
She's got a Samsung, which is so weird. I thought for sure she'd be an Apple gal, but no.
No, I don't trust that Lexi.
Lexi? Who's Lexi?
Alexi, sorry.
Siri.
Who
is
has
the one
Alexi?
Alexi's Amazon. That's not on the phone.
Oh, I don't know.
Who has Samsung then?
Who is on Samsung?
I don't know. Do they have someone? I'm not sure.
Hello, it's the shotgun.
Oh, no.
But reportedly, her mobile phone is packed. I love this so much. With anti-hacker encryption by the MI6.
MI6?
That's pretty James Bondy, if you ask me.
Oh, Q came over with my phone. Oh, yes.
It's pretty cool.
How those nude pictures got out, I don't know.
All right, and according...
Oh, cabbage, we don't share that with anyone.
According to this guy named Jonathan Sakerdot, he hosts this Royal U.S. podcast. He says no one...
What's his name again?
His name is Jonathan Sakerdot.
Oh, it's Sakerdot. I remember the entire Sakerdot family.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes,
you don't even know who
they
he
came
is
up to Bell Movement one time.
Balmoral, you idiot. No one could get into her phone, according to this guy, or speak to her unless she's called you or you're one of the two people that she will pick up the phone for.
Hello.
That's right. It would be her daughter, Princess Anne.
This is you, Princess Anne.
But the second
one
is my favorite.
It's me.
No. Shut up, Charles.
Click.
I don't hear you.
Click. Her second person that she will speak to on her privacy phone is her racing manager. You gotta love it. Named John Warren.
Oh, my secret is out.
Your secret is not out.
Sneaking around, having a little thingy dingy with him.
There's no secret. Everybody knows how much you love your ponies, and especially your racing ponies.
I love to pet the ponies.
You can't even say it without laughing, Queenie.
I love to pet my pony.
69.
My little pony.
Oh, gosh.
Look, pony is
all
happy.
Right. Look, possibly both of them will be joining her this Christmas at Sandringham.
The Queen. Mummy.
The Queen will chop her over to her Norfolk estate December 17th.
Helicopter.
Yes, you will helicopter. Dan, you are...
Mommy, what is the ringtone when I call?
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's very traditional.
Oh, Mommy, that's not very kind.
But truth
It's hurts. Not libel if you can prove it.
All right. The Queen is said to be very excited to celebrate the holidays with the family after. She has had a pretty tumultuous year. The loss of Prince Philip, her health woes.
Anyone seen Prince Philip? I've lost him.
Oh, man, he's up here with us, man. Oh, Your Majesty.
And I'm
I'll tell you
sure.
what, I'm the king of rock and roll. You can have a throne right next to mine.
Listen, I'm sure these new reports will not help her health, but it's now being reported that Charles is the one who questioned what Harry and Meghan's kids would look like in a new book about the royals called Brothers and Wives, Inside the Private Lives of William, Kate, Harry, and Meghan. The author, Christopher Anderson, claims it was Charles who broached the question about Archie's skin color, prompting
Simply not true, and
Meghan
if it was true, then it wouldn't be true at all.
All right, well, Charles denies this, of course, saying, and this is all he says, I quote, "This is fiction and not worth further comment." I'm not so sure about that.
Fiction.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I believe
Your worship, we gotta have these kinds of things.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that, Charles. Prove it. That's all I want to say.
You don't accuse someone and tell them to prove it's not true. You must prove it is true.
Well,
don't you understand jurisprudence?
No, you're an idiot. Blah blah blah. And how dare you?
She's an idiot.
How dare
Maybe
you?
She'd like to date me.
You've been listening to the Unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.